Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States Senate, led by Democrats and two Republicans, did a shameful thing. They voted not to even vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. We're going to be talking about this next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this bill, Matt, passed in the House. It was called and is called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and it would make it a crime for any person to perform or attempt to perform an abortion if the probable post-fertilization age of the unborn child is 20 weeks or older. As I said, this bill already passed in the House, but like so many things, it gets bogged down in the Senate. And the Senate has this filibuster rule, which frankly ought to be done away with, meaning that you need to have 60 votes in order to vote on the actual bill. We only got 51 votes. Two Republicans ultimately voted against having a vote on this. They filibustered it. They would not break the filibuster. And Democrats, except for about four, in lockstep, voted to filibuster this, meaning that there's no votes for now. This important bill has been killed.
Yeah, absolutely despicable, Matt. And let's be clear what we're talking about here. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act recognizes the indisputable scientific fact that babies in the womb, as young as 20 weeks, have pain receptors all over their skin in a concentration equal to or greater than that of adults. And so they, in fact, many believe that they feel more intense pain than you or I would if, for instance, we were being ripped apart alive. And that's what we're talking about here, babies being dismembered alive and the excruciating agony that comes accompanied with that horrific act of murder. And these cowards in the Senate, many radical pro-aborts in the Senate, Democrat, and even some Republicans, they killed this. They wouldn't even let it come to an up or down vote. They filibustered it. So a tiny minority are controlling the agenda of the Senate. And Mitch McConnell, in my opinion, needs to just do away, as you point out, Matt, with this filibuster. They need to revisit this, vote on it again, give it an up or down vote. It is absolutely deplorable, Hitlerian, that they would allow this kind of live dismemberment of human beings and American citizens to continue.
You know, this is just a tragic thing, guys. I mean, you think of this, 46 senators have chosen the death penalty for unborn innocent children. And, you know, President Trump was the first president to speak live at the recent 45th annual March for Life. And he submitted this statement recently after the senators refused to pass this act. He said, "It is disappointing that despite support from bipartisan majority of U.S. senators, this bill was blocked from further consideration. Scientific studies have demonstrated that babies in the womb feel pain at 20 weeks. The vote by the Senate rejects scientific fact and puts the United States out of the mainstream in the family of nations, in which only seven out of 198 nations, including China and North Korea, allow elective abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. We must defend those who cannot defend themselves. I urge the Senate to reconsider its decision and pass legislation that will celebrate, cherish, and protect life."
And that's President Donald Trump. He has become, no doubt, the most pro-life president in the history of America, a very staunch supporter of the sanctity of human life. America, despicably, is now in the same category as North Korea, China, Canada, the Netherlands, Singapore, and Vietnam. Only seven nations in the entire world allow abortion 20 weeks or more. A former abortionist by the name of Dr. Anthony Levitino gave a powerful testimony before Congress that he had performed 1,200 abortions, over 100 late-term abortions, up to 24 weeks. And this is what he said. Listen to this. This is what these senators are allowing to continue to happen. Mm-hmm. This is his testimony of someone who's done these very abortions. Quote, imagine, if you can, that you are a pro-choice obstetrician gynecologist like I was. Using a, so far, 13-inch clamp with rows of ridges or teeth, you grasp anything you can inside the womb. Once you've grasped something inside, squeeze on the clamp to set the jaws and pull hard, really hard. You feel something let go, and out pops a fully formed leg about 6 inches long. Reach in again and grasp anything you can, and out pops an arm. Mm. Reach in again and again with that clamp and tear out the spine, intestines, heart, and lungs, close quote. From Dr. Anthony Levitino.
You know, we wouldn't allow this kind of treatment on the vilest of criminals in the United States, but yet we do it on the most innocent of children.
You know, it's despicable what ISIS does to fellow human beings, mm-hmm. torturing them. But this, my friends, is what's happening in the United States of America. And this is what Susan Collins, Republican senator, Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska, senator, ultimately agreed to allow to continue. And 46 other Democrats, I think only, what, four Democrats,
right,
broke ranks with the party. They decided that they wanted at least have a vote on it. The rest of the 46, plus Murkowski and Collins, ultimately voted the wrong way. And there may be one other in there that I'm not counting, because I think the vote was ultimately 51 to 49. Had there not been a filibuster, we would have had this bill passed by a vote of 51 to 49. But they allowed this to happen. The blood of these innocent children are on these senators' hands. Make no mistake about it. But not only that, the blood of these innocent children are on the hands of America as a nation, despicably joining with North Korea and China to allow this kind of brutal, inhumane, just barbaric torture of these innocent children.
That's what I was going to say. We're partnering effectively, ideologically here, with North Korea. Think of, let that sink in, America. One of the worst violators of human rights in the world, just among seven countries, we are with that shameful batch, that tiny minority of human rights violators who would literally rip live human beings apart, not cut them apart, rip them apart, pull them to pieces as if they were being drawn and quartered with pain receptors even more sensitive than those of adults. The torture, the agony, and every one of those, you took the words right out of my mouth, Matt, every one of those senators who voted to block this and to prevent this horrific, shameful procedure from occurring and to fail to protect these innocent human beings. They have blood on their hands. They will stand before God and give an account for their shameful actions.
And you know, they've even surveyed U.S. voters, and the majority, over 60%, support a law that prohibits this abortion. So where were these senators for these various states that support the law that prohibits abortion? They were not representing their people.
And you know, there would be more than 60% is a large number that ultimately support a law that bans this kind of abortion. But had even the other 40% listened to the testimony of Dr. Levitino, the vast majority of those would also say the same thing, because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss, right?
Because they can't fathom. They would not even begin to think that this kind of thing happens in America, where you literally put a clamp onto a live human being.
Right.
And they're stuck inside the womb. You grab it, pull, twist, and pull really hard, and then something pops. And what is it? You just literally ripped off a leg from a live human being. I mean, this is what's happening in America. May God help this country to ultimately return to the sanctity of God's creation and protect these innocent children. May God forgive this country for the blood that it continues to shed. And may we in our lifetime see the return in America where children in the womb are protected once again. Pray for this country. Pray for these children. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight to save innocent human children, the mothers and the families that are ultimately ripped apart and are subject to these abortionists like Cecile Richards, who fortunately is stepping down from Planned Parenthood. Pray for our clients that we represent. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.